I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday, thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
All right, everybody, get your heads right. It is a Monday morning, and we are live from Padres spring training, the Peoria Sports Complex in beautiful, chilly Peoria, Arizona. I am Woodsy. I am one half of Ben and Woods, joined by our executive producer, Paul Reindel. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning, Woodsy.
And we've got Hammer back in studio. Good morning, Hammer. I miss your face.
Good morning, guys. Miss you.
Miss you so much. And we've got Brian from Mira Mesa working the board for us this week. Brian, thanks so much for getting up early and helping us out.
Of course, of course. Thank you.
You guys know that things have been going really well on our show, on the Ben and Woods program at 97.3 The Fan. And being a very amateur baseball player, being a very superstitious person, I wanted to keep things the same. I told Ben just nap in the car for half an hour and then come in like you normally do. And Ben didn't want to do that. So Ben joins us here this morning live.
But I was too excited about this week and these shows to just sit out and wait and do nothing for 30 minutes.
Well, so now Ben's going to come in and F up our,
the whole show,
our opening break and the chemistry. And everybody's, you know, now it's just we turn it over to Ben and he's going to probably dive headlong into early batting averages.
No, I mean, Patrick Reed won on the PGA Tour right yesterday, so I think I need to go on a little golf rant at 5-8 now.
If we're going to rant, the last thing we're going to rant about right now is golf. And anyone that follows us on social media saw yesterday we had a little bit of trouble. Anytime you travel, you know, together as a show, you know, you're going to run into some fun and weird happenings. It's just the way that it goes. So I'll start at the beginning, I think. So our boss, Adam, he booked this trip for us. We're very excited to be a part of 97.3 The Fan and very happy that we're doing well for 97.3 The Fan. Now, our boss said, hey, guys, don't worry. You guys are going to be going out spring training. I'll book it. I'll book it on my corporate card. And we said, okay, that saves us, you know, kind of a beat. We didn't have to, hey, is this okay? Can we stay here? Is this too much? You know, all of that. So he books it for us. So he's got us on one airline coming out, a different airline coming back. He booked our hotel. So the flight out was okay.
Kind of booked our hotel.
Yeah. So the flight out was okay. Frontier Airlines, I had never flown Frontier. They're that airline, though, that, you know, Ben made a great joke yesterday as we were taking off. Ben said, okay, they just charged us a $10 takeoff fee. They're that airline. But we checked all our bags, and we had a row to ourselves. For some reason, I got stuck in the middle seat, which makes no sense whatsoever, but I did. It was like the hot dog down a hallway.
By the way, checking of the bags cost 2,000% more than the fare did.
Literally.
I did the math.
Literally 2,000%.
Oh my God.
Then it was more than the fare. I believe the fare was $12 for the three of us to fly. You guys laugh. That's not a joke.
No,
it was $12.
A joke. $4 each, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, for the one way out here.
Yeah.
It was $4 each.
Plus, like, $271 in radio equipment to lug all the way through the airport and onto the plane.
So you could see why our boss would look at that fare and say, wow, I can get my whole morning show to Peoria for $12. I'm going to do that every time. No problem. We get there. Ben goes to get the rental car, picks up Paul and I, and we come out here to Peoria. We pick up our credentials. You know, pretty uneventful. We drive back to the hotel. We pull up to the hotel, and we say, wow, where is this? I've never been to this part of Phoenix before. There's a nut and bolt company that's right in front of our hotel and a Waffle House next to that. Okay. Walk in my room, put my bags down. You've all seen the picture. If you haven't, you can follow me at the Stephen Woods on Twitter. And there is curtains, and they have doo-doo on them.
I don't know that for sure.
I don't not know
you
that.
You haven't had any chemical tests done.
I didn't smell it.
On what's on your curtains. It doesn't look good. I'll say that.
It looks like somebody ran out of toilet paper and said, well, I'm right here. I don't want to walk all the way to the bathroom. I'll just wipe with the curtains that are in my room. And then I'll just leave it. And then the maid came in and said, well, I'm not going to touch that. Hopefully they won't notice these giant brown streaks on the curtains. I'm not even exaggerating. I'm a bit of an exaggerator. I'm not exaggerating. Then the smell of the hallway reminds me of when someone, when you were in elementary school, when they would vomit and then they would sprinkle that stuff on it, the dust or whatever, sawdust, was it? The anti-vomit smell. So it's like it's like cheese. It's like a real sharp, sharp cheese smell in my hallway. So then Paul goes into his room and looks at his curtains, and he has what looks to be vomit on his.
You had the doo-doo. I had the vomit.
I had doo-doo. You had vomit. Ben, what
my
was your...
My curtains were fine.
Okay, good.
I was down... Now I'm down on the ground floor. My room's okay. It does smell vaguely of water damage, but I'm pretty much used to that in my life because, you know...
It's like mildew, mold?
Yeah, mildewy kind of just water damage. I have my only problem is the view outside my room.
I have a tweet.
I have a sliver of the front parking lot, and the rest kind of just goes straight into the trash yard of like where the trash cans are in front of the hotel. So, you know, it's – but otherwise, my room's okay.
All right. So I was laughing yesterday when we posted the picture. Like, my wife goes, I don't know if you should post that. Adam's going to be mad at you. And I go, look. I go, it is what it is. I said, we're in the jobs. Our job is to create content, but sometimes content is created for us, and I'm not going to not post this. He should not take it personally. It's not his hotel. Like, he didn't say, I'd like to put you guys up at the Klug, my hotel that I own in Glendale. I want you guys to stay at the Klug.
It's a good name for a hotel.
The Klug is. And then we walk in, and we're like, Adam, the Klug is kind of a dump. So he shouldn't take it personally, because I will say this. He booked it. He looked at the pictures and said, oh, it looks pretty good. Paul and I at the airport yesterday morning, I go, this place is going to be a dump. Pull it up. Paulie pulls it up.
Where are we, North Glendale?
Yeah, we looked it up. And I go, oh, okay, the ratings aren't bad, the reviews. And then we saw a couple pictures, and I go, oh, okay, yeah, it looks fine. It's three nights, guys. It's no big deal. Now, I didn't know there was going to be somebody that defecated on my curtains. So you just deal with it, right? Because if I make a big stink, here's what I wasn't going to do. Go back down to the front desk, say, hey, I want my $400 back. We're going to check out and go find another hotel. Like that to me, I was like, you know what? I'll just wear the doo-doo curtains. Not literally wear, not wear them. That would be devious
behavior. Instead of your
behavior.
Complimentary robe.
Yeah, so yeah, there is no robe. Yeah, there's no robe. So we got through that. I actually slept pretty well. The bed was surprisingly comfortable, except on mine, on the bed, I sleep on one side. I'm a married man, right? You can't sleep in the middle of the bed. My side that I usually sleep on really leans hard to the, like it wants to spill me off the bed. So I had to move, shuffle towards the middle. We thought that maybe a good idea after we're done here, if you've ever seen the movie Shawshank Redemption, when Andy checks into prison and they throw that delousing powder on him, I thought maybe that when we get home, our wives are going to want to delouse us. I mean, it was itchy. I'm very itchy still. So it just was it wasn't the greatest accommodation.
We're all guys who've gone on road trips before. You've stayed in worse places, right?
I don't know that I have,
not
actually.
Sure?
No.
Paul, you stayed in a worse hotel than the one we're in here in Arizona? Maybe not.
I don't think so.
I have one that. So I was traveling covering the Little League World Series. Mm-hmm. And Williamsport's actually very nice. But the day we left, we needed to book a last-minute hotel. We were flying out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And we couldn't find anything. Finally, I found this, you know, like $70 a night. Go in, and it is the oldest, dingiest, oh, just flea bag of a place.
Yep.
It's right on the river, though, so I think, oh, that's nice.
A nice view.
I look, it's dark, so I'm looking kind of on the map, and look, oh, it's a river. There's a little island in the river. What's that island called? 3 Mile Island.
Oh my God. Is that the nuclear reactor island? Oh, my God. Now, that's hard to beat, actually. Hammer, how was your weekend, buddy?
Good. I got to say, you know, for not going, I had the time of my life watching the misery you guys going through. Not saying that I'm bitter that I'm not there. I'm fine. I'm 100% fine. I'm fine. But
you don't sound fine.
I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, you guys, Hammer, we wish you were here because we've already had multiple opportunities where we go,
oh,
we needed Hammer for this.
Yeah.
We went to Walmart yesterday to go grab some stuff.
We were in Walmart, which was an experience all of its own. A lot of people riding around on those motorized carts in Walmart, more so than normal. Yeah. But there was a full on meth deal in the parking lot, and I wanted to send Hammer out to go interview the meth lady.
That's what deals
and
go
I thought
down.
That would be great. But like our hotel, for example, if like meth dealers wouldn't come to our hotel, if you knew a guy and you wanted meth, he said, "Hey, this is where I'm staying," and he would go, "Hey, yeah, can you meet me somewhere else? Because I'm not coming to that hotel.
It's not safe if I get out there."
If you wanted a prostitute, she wouldn't come to that hotel. If you met a girl, if we were single guys, we went out to the bar last night and met a girl, and we said, "Oh, yeah, come back to my room." She'd say, "Absolutely not. I'd rather make out in the car."
Can you imagine that feeling of bringing home a prostitute? She sees your poop on the curtains.
Yeah, there's doo-doo on the curtains. She's like, "No, I'm going to be murdered. I'm going to be murdered." This guy wipes with the curtains.
The money's not worth it.
Megan, if you're listening, you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, you didn't anyway, but you really don't now.
Now you definitely don't.
You definitely don't. So it's been quite a scene. Now, we are so busy today. We've got a jam-packed show. We are so busy tomorrow that really we're going to be going there to lay our heads down at night and, you know, pray that we see the morning. is pretty much where we're at right now. But, man, what a show.
Can I lay out what we just have? First half of the show.
First half of the show, laid out.
I'm not going to do the full 4 hours. First half of the show, later this hour, we're going to move Hammer Time up to 5:30.
Let's go.
Joining us at 5:45 will be the manager of the San Diego Padres.
Skipper.
Jace Tingler.
Undefeated.
Come on, Jace. Undefeated.
Won his managerial debut. Cactus League yesterday.
Easy game.
Padres beat the Brewers 7-2 down in Maryvale. So he's 1-0.
Piece of cake.
He's like San Diego State. The pressure's on now. Can he stay undefeated for the rest of his big league managerial career? So Jace Tingler.
That would be something.
It's going to be with us later this hour. Next hour, how about this? Chris Paddock is coming by at 6:30. Into our little room here off the back patio at the Peoria Sports Complex.
First time.
Finally,
I'm so
get a little loud thunder, heavy rain on a beautiful morning here in Peoria, Arizona. We've got more guests coming by on our second half of the show, but we'll kind of lay that out as we get a little closer.
So in our next segment, we have a spotlight. We're not going to play a spotlight interview here. Ben Higgins.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't have work.
Yes.
Doesn't have to do TV.
Yes.
Has a whole afternoon, a whole evening off to himself. I mean, we got back, 3 o'clock to the hotel?
Yeah.
We're pretty much done for the day. What on earth would Ben possibly do?
I'm going to lay out for you guys next what I imagined. And then Ben's going to tell us what he actually did. And the answer may surprise you.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
That is coming up. Ben Woods live from Padres Spring Training in Peoria, Arizona. Let's get a check of traffic right now and say good morning. Kelly Danick.
Got a couple of stalled vehicles to start off our morning drive. Northbound side of the 15, right past the King Freeway. Looks like a stalled transit bus. A little debris in the roadway as well. It's over to the right shoulder. And watch out for a stalled big rig on the southbound 805, right at the 905 connector ramp heading eastbound. That is sitting over to the right shoulder. Just watch out for that as you're making that transition. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods on the number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, it's Ben and Woods live from Peoria, Arizona. We are at Padres Spring Training. We are in our little room which Paulie and I broadcasted in from Fantasy Camp. It is a weird feeling for me when you're here at Fantasy Camp. You can kind of roam freely. You can't really roam freely. We've got credentials now. I would love to go get a little breakfast next door, but I can't do that. Apparently there's players here.
It's not your breakfast group
anymore. It's not my breakfast group anymore. Can't go into my locker room, sit at my locker. Can't go pee-pee in there, which I do frequently throughout the show. It's just a different scene, but it's one I'm really excited about because we're going to get to meet a lot of new Padres players, a lot of new faces. But we were thinking, I was really happy when we booked this trip, and we knew we were going to fly out on Sunday, and that means my partner, Ben, of, by the way, a wildly successful Ben Appreciation Day last Friday.
Thank you for that. It was a lot of fun.
I wonder, did you really enjoy yourself?
I ended up actually having a great time. It was almost like getting to go to your own funeral.
Right. You had people calling.
Saying nice things about you and yeah. tweeting about you. It's like, this is really, really cool.
Well, you're very much appreciated by us, as you know.
The massage was uncomfortable. I mean, not because the massage lady did anything wrong. I just... not comfortable really getting a massage at work.
But did you like it? It felt good.
It was a good massage. It felt good. Just was.
Could you relax? You couldn't really relax?
Hard to totally relax.
I get that. So
99% of the time when we just say, hey, Ben, tomorrow, just trust us.
Yeah.
It's usually.
He usually gets roasted and yeah. stuff. And we. What,
did we that, earn a little bit of.
We get a little
leeway?
Bit of trust.
It was great. Yes. It
All
was
right,
fun.
Good. So I had a great time doing it. Ben Appreciation Day. The hashtag went crazy. It was trending. Now we happened to also. Unbeknownst to us, swoop in on Ben Appreciation Day, which is for a new Star Wars movie. So you had all these Star Wars nerds freaking out. They're like, who is this guy?
Well, we hit it first.
No, we hit it first.
They thought that's what
it was.
We were doing,
so they glommed onto us.
Yeah, and then it just
and they're
went
like,
all
oh,
over
we
got to
turn this hashtag into our hashtag.
So it went worldwide, which is like, it was just an incredible day. So I thought to myself, we're flying out on Sunday. It's Ben and Woods again. We're live from Peoria, Arizona, three of us. And I thought, you know, it'll be great. We'll get in, we'll relax. Ben Higgins does not have to go to work at Channel 10 on a Sunday. So in my mind, I pictured this. We get back to the room. Ben strips down to his skivvies. Briefs?
I can mix it up sometimes.
You mix it up.
Probably briefs usually, yes.
Okay. In his briefs. Shirtless. Just briefs. On a comfy hotel bed.
T-shirts.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not getting on that.
You're not a sexual pervert.
I'm not getting in our hotel room. Are you kidding?
Walking around in briefs, number one, is very creepy indeed. I pictured you getting to the room, putting on sports, lying on the bed watching sports, dozing a little bit here and there, and then you call, you get some dinner, and they deliver it to the room. You start to doze off. There's like a half-eaten hot fudge sundae on his chest.
Do we have room service this hotel?
No, you get DoorDash. Okay. So he's lying on his back. There's a half-eaten hot fudge sundae, like just resting comfortably on his chest. But it's like 7 o'clock, and he just falls asleep, fades into oblivion, waiting for that alarm to go off, thinking, man, I've got like 9 hours of good, solid. There's no wife. There's no kids. There's no construction. There's no Woods. There's no Paul. There's no ABC. There's nothing. I'm going to relax in my room. How close am I to what actually happened?
About as far as you possibly can.
Which is just incredible to me.
Amazing.
Well, first of all, we were at our hotel by 4 o'clock Arizona time. Went to Walmart to pick up some supplies. We were back in our room, 5:30, 6 o'clock Arizona time. That's like 4:30, 5 o'clock San Diego time.
Right.
I usually go to bed at 12:30 in the morning.
Right.
So even if I wanted to go to sleep earlier is like 10:30. So I'm sitting there, I'm going, there's like 5 hours. Get all my show prep done. It's still only like 7 o'clock Arizona time. I just decided.
Go to bed.
You couldn't go to bed.
I hop in the rental car. I headed down to one of the local casinos. And sat down in the poker room for a couple of hours. I haven't played poker in a while. I was like, had a little Jones. A couple of free hours. It's not something I ever have time to do back home. So,
did you have any idea, Woods?
I had.
It wasn't as nice as Seven
idea.
Mile Casino, but
well,
it was
nowhere
fun,
is
so,
as nice
yeah.
as Seven Mile Casino, Ben. I just find it so interesting that given. So is it your brain wouldn't let you shut it down even if you wanted
to? No, in fact, I was starting to get a little
antsy.
Yeah, just kind of lonely, sad.
Aw.
And I know you guys wanted to go to bed early, so I can entertain myself for a couple of hours.
I mean, I entertained myself in my room, but I I will say, even that took some doing in that room. I it was hard to get in the mood.
I was still back by like 9:30.
What time did you fall asleep?
Probably about 11:30.
Jeez,
which is 10:30 our time. It's good, wow. Good sleep.
If I would be so bad on this show if I stayed up that. I'm just, you have conditioned your body and your mind to do it.
I went to bed 2 hours earlier than I usually
do. And you feel great this morning.
And I feel really good this morning.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
I'm happy you got to do what you wanted to do. I don't want you to be lonely, though.
So
makes me sad.
Yeah. Well, I'm very excited to be here. We're going to go this afternoon. Padres play out in Surprise against the Kansas City Royals. So we're going to check out that game.
My son is playing today. Did you guys see this?
It's going to be a tough matchup.
It's going to be hard for me to watch this game today. You'll notice if you look at the lineups and the pitching rotation today, pitching for the Kansas City Royals today, he's pitching second, Stephen Woods Jr. That is a true story. I'm not lying. Stephen Woods Jr.
I'll tweet that out.
Could he be an illegitimate love child from my very sordid past? He could be, except he spells his name with a PH. Maybe that's how the mother wanted to throw
me
off.
Exactly.
And he could be my child.
Absolutely. So I'm looking forward to going out to the game. We're going to have dinner with Jesse Agler.
We are.
And then tomorrow, when the Padres play the A's here in Peoria, we're going to do our Ben and Woods booth takeover with Jesse and call the game starting at 12:05, Padres versus A's. And I must say I'm looking very forward to getting into the booth with you and Jesse.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast, and it's really cool. Ben has a scorebook that he has and has had for a long time, and he'll tweet this out tomorrow probably, but the last game he got to call was with the great Jerry Coleman, which is just incredible. And you've got the scorebook, and it was the
Padres Angels.
Padres Angels.
Yeah. Good Angels lineup. I mean, Garrett Anderson.
Yep.
Darren Erstedt. Tim Salmon.
Hate Salmon.
Benji Molina. It was a classic early 2000s Angels lineup.
Mark Kotze in the three hole for the Pods.
Bubba Trammell. Oliver Perez.
Oliver Perez. Jesse Orozco.
And then Chuck Nagy came in for four innings, shutout innings.
Which I had no idea Nagy was a San Diego Padre.
Just for a hot minute, yeah, he was a Padre in spring training and maybe a little bit during the season. I don't think he even made it through a full season.
Yeah, I'm excited about that too, man. Obviously going into the booth and being able to watch a game from up there is pretty cool. The fact that I get to actually talk and do color, which I'm just terrified of doing, but also, it's a nervous excitement.
Joey Lucchese and Matt Strom are supposed to be on the mound for tomorrow's game. And then Chris Paddock's going to pitch on Wednesday.
Beautiful.
Which, apparently, if you do the math and start going 5 days out, 5 days out, 5 days out.
You did the math, didn't you?
I didn't do the math. I'll give credit to the Union Tribune for doing the math. It's opening day. Now, it doesn't mean they can't make changes.
Oh, boy.
You know, you'd get delayed.
Well, let's ask him. He's going to be here soon.
Well, he wants to be there. You know he
wants
to
be
the opening day starter. So, yeah, he's going to be with us next hour. So he's supposed to go on Wednesday. A good debut yesterday for Zach Davies.
Very good.
Came in his first Padres Cactus League appearance and two innings perfect.
Six up, six down.
Yeah,
yep.
Just went through the Milwaukee Brewers lineup pretty well. And the pitching was overall probably the highlight for the Padres in their 7-2 win yesterday. Had a couple of guys get a hit, a double here or there. Nothing really stood out offensively. Yep. I think Will Myers went 1-for-3. Trent Grisham was okay, got on base, scored a run. But offensively, it looked like lagged a little bit behind the pitching, at least on day one of the Cactus League schedule yesterday.
Well, and so while they were over there playing, I know we got a jam to break soon, but when they were over there playing, we picked up our credential, and we kind of ambled back to the backfields, and we got to see Tirso Ornelas, we got to see C.J. Abrams, ran into David Jay from Mad Friars. Matt Friars, he's like, all right, this guy here, blah, 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 his ceiling. And I'm sitting there going, hey, thanks for doing all of this so that we don't have to.
40 guys on the field.
And he knew them all.
Maybe recognize two names.
I forget the name of the kid. They had a 16-year-old who's basically the same age as my son.
Yes, out there.
Who is just already stacked. And you're going, where do they find these guys?
They had a catch. We saw Hudson Head out there too, which, I mean, he's like – he's a guy that they're really high on, but he's got to fill out. I mean, the uniform looks a little baggy on him. You know what I mean? They got all these young guys, and you watch these guys hit the ball, and you're like, oh, my God. So the future was kind of out there running around yesterday getting some instruction. And there's a lot of
Kinsler.
Yeah, Ian Kinsler was out there.
In his new role as a special assistant in the organization, he was out there as well coaching. So we did stop by.
What a great gig. I want to be a special assistant.
He
just walked around. He was eating seeds.
Yeah. So, all right, we got a lot coming up. Jay Stengler, manager of the Padres, going to be with us. Hammer Time as well. It is all coming up early morning, Peoria Sports Complex, Padres spring training. Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. The Fan invites you to join us for the 10th annual Randy Jones Leap for Independence coming up this Saturday. It's a 5K walk and run to benefit Home of Guiding Hands. For more information, to register, go to our events page at 973thefansd.com. Ben and Woods live from Padres spring training in Peoria, Arizona. We will be talking a little bit about the Aztecs, who, of course, saw their unbeaten run come to an end on Saturday night against UNLV, 66-63, Woods, 26-1. Now, new rankings will come out later today. They're going to drop. I don't think they should drop much. I've been seeing a lot of people ranking them anywhere between. ESPN still had them fourth. Jay Billis had them Seth Davis had them seventh. I think Jeff Goodman had them sixth.
Well,
they're not going to drop out of the top ten.
They're not
like
going to plummet.
They're not going to plummet in the rankings today. So we will get to a little Aztecs, but we're mostly baseball center. Jace Tingler, manager of the Padres, is going to be here in just a few minutes.
Come on.
Hammer time. We'll try to get to that before Jace Tingler, but right now let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Well, no big surprises on San Diego's roads so far this morning, guys. We do have a stalled transit bus on the northbound 15 just past the King Freeway. That is over to the right shoulder, and a stalled semi southbound side of the 805 right at the eastbound 905 connector ramp. That's over to the right shoulder. Somebody walking around with a flashlight, so you definitely want to watch out for that. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Also got some prizes to give away today, Woods, including some Brad Paisley tickets. He's coming to town on Sunday, May 17th at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater. Stay tuned for your chance to win. We're staying tuned for Jace Tingler, manager of the Padres. But until then, why don't we a little bit early dive into the mind of our assistant producer, who we left back home like a lost puppy.
Aww. Sweet angel.
Let's get to a little Hammer Time.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop. Hammer time.
Good morning to you, Hammer.
Hello, guys.
Is it lonely back there without us?
Yeah, it's pretty lonely. I mean, Brian's all right, but I miss you guys. You guys are
miss
the best.
Miss you too, buddy.
All right,
miss you so much.
I know. Hammer time this morning. I like to think, me personally, I feel this sense of responsibility to, like, show out for the millennials, because everyone's always saying, like, chivalry's dead with us, you know?
Right.
I'm calling them out, like, I don't think it is. But there's one part of chivalry that kind of bums me out. Like, not bums me out, but I don't really know how to handle it. It's holding the door open for a woman.
Okay.
I don't, so let's say I'm going into a building, I'm holding the door open, and she's, like, I don't know, pretty far away, and when you're holding the door open, she starts to jog, and then I feel bad that I've, like, ruined this person's day by
That's a good point.
Making them jog to the door. So I don't know, like, when I should hold the door open and when I can just go in without. And then my second one that I have a question with is, when the girl holds the door open for me, do I replace them as the door holder, or do I give them the, you know, oh, nice, thank you so much for holding the door open, and go through myself?
To answer part one of your question, the jog when someone's holding the door for you is very uncomfortable. You'd almost rather just open the door yourself. Oh, hey, thank you. And they start to pick it up a little bit. And you're like, I didn't want you to run. I'll stand here. It's fine. But I think in that one, Hammer, err on the side of holding the door for them. I think, you know, it's on them if they want to run. My problem is when you hold the door for somebody and they don't say thank you. That makes me want that. I go homicidal then. And it happens a lot.
Say you're welcome?
If you've ever lived in Solana Beach, where the people have never been meaner.
I enjoy holding a door open.
Me too.
I sometimes will stand there. Maybe I'm with Shelly. She'll come through, and then there's another party. And
Ben, I'll stand there for 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'll get stuck for a while. I feel like I would have enjoyed being like a doorman at one of those new hotels.
You would be one of the greatest doormen of all time. You have the doorman look.
I get the outfit. The outfit.
You're cheery. You're jovial.
Yeah.
They tip you and stuff.
Give someone a dad joke as they come down to start their day.
You would have slayed as a doorman.
I think I would have been a good doorman.
I agree with you.
Now, but at the same time, Hammer, be careful, because we are also living in the year 2020.
Right.
And you don't want to make it seem chauvinistic at all.
Right.
Ladies are perfectly capable of opening the doors themselves.
Very much so.
Nowadays, you don't have to do it for them. So I usually just let it when it feels comfortable and you're there. Absolutely, it's a nice thing to do. But you don't have to, like, if... going to have to raise the head to make sure you're the one who opens the door every time.
Now, Hammer, my wife is 14 years my junior. And in order to get a gal like that, I had to pull out all the stops. And I'm talking opening the door of the car, the whole bit. Now, I remember the other day we both got in the car, and I didn't open her door. And I thought to myself, you used to open her door all the time. We also have the kid. We were trying to load him.
The mystique is gone.
The mystique is gone a little bit. So, Hammer, thank you for the reminder. I'm going to bring chivalry back into my own marriage. How about that?
I'm going to be honest. Yeah.
You just saved my marriage.
I've never, ever done the holding the door open for the car bit. Never done it.
You'll blow her mind.
What's really the move is if you're driving, if you walk all the way around the car.
Oh, yeah.
And you open the passenger side door for them. And
oh,
then
yeah.
Come back to your side.
It's a huge, huge move.
It's not. I mean, if you're parked right on the street and you're approaching the door from the passenger side, sure.
Yeah.
You open it, you're right there.
But walk the walk
but
around.
When you're on the, do the walk around, like in a parking lot, that is a. That's a confident move.
I don't
know.
Well,
I like where your head's at, though, Hammer.
See, the walk around seems a bit much. It seems like I'm going too far to impress this woman.
It could be. You got
to
be careful.
But you want her to know.
I'm driving already. Like, of course she should already know. I'm taking the responsibility of her life and mine in the car.
Right.
No, I just
think
the walk around's a
lot. Always err on the side of more chivalry. And then, again, thank you for the reminder. Going to make sure I bring that back. Into my own marriage. We've lost a little spark in that department. That's my fault.
Well, you're welcome.
Great job, Hammer.
Thank you, Hammer.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Jace Tingler is going to be in here in a couple of minutes. You know what was the most talked about sports story of the weekend?
Probably that boxing.
It was
fight.
Boxing. When was the last time? I couldn't tell you when the last time boxing was the biggest sports story in a weekend. I mean, UFC, sure. But this was just a traditional WBC heavyweight fight between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. Yeah, it got a lot of hype, you know, the week leading up to it. ESPN did a ton of promotion. I think it did. I heard it did very well on pay-per-view. You bought the fight, right?
I did.
What'd you think?
Much to my wife's chagrin.
How much does it cost?
You don't worry about how much it costs, all right? I'm live on the radio, and she's listening right now, Ben.
You can write that off on your taxes.
Yeah, you used
paid
to be able
$75
to.
For that fight?
No, Paul. I paid $80 for that fight. All right? That's what I did. She's going to kill me.
It was actually, most of those fights are not worth
no.
half of what they charge.
But so
this one seemed like it might have been worth
bro,
it.
Bro, I mean,
I was reading the round by round and going through, watching the highlights going, this was a pretty good fight. This was about as memorable as a boxing match that we've had in quite some time.
It was worth it. We'll get into it later because we just had a very special guest walk into our holding cell here. The skipper is here, Jace Tingler. How you doing? Good to see you, buddy.
Congratulations.
We're live.
Yeah, come on.
Clean that language up.
Congratulations. 1-0 in his Cactus League career. He has never lost as a Major League Baseball manager.
Easy game, right? Piece of cake.
I wish that was
piece
the case.
Piece of cake. 1-0.
I wish that was the case.
All right. We got to ask you right out of the chute. So you've managed plenty of baseball games in your life. Yesterday had to be a special day for you, big league skipper. It's a spring training game. Any nerves at all, or was this just like, hey, I've done this a million times?
No, sure. There's nerves. There's nerves in every game. As soon as the anthem's played, I kind of, you know, the butterflies kick up,
yep.
and you know, that part's real. I think the most exciting thing yesterday was, you know, the players and the staff have really been focused on, you know, really, really four areas. And, you know, number one on the mound, throwing the ball over the plate. And, you know, Davies comes out and just peppers the zone early. And then, you know, our other focus has been how we're going to take care of the ball. And, you know, it's nice. Get the first game in. We walk away without any errors. We've been, you know, hammering easily the offensive guys on getting on base. Drew a couple walks, had a hit by batter. You know, we really didn't get an extra base hit until later in the game. And then, you know, the base running, something we'd been emphasizing. And, you know, seeing Lagares score on a pass ball and tag up. And Ty France stops on a double play ball that allows another run to go in. So that's what I was most exciting for, the guys just getting out there and executing what they've been working on.
I want to ask you a little bit more about Zach Davies. As you said, two perfect innings yesterday in his Padres spring training debut. AJ Preller's brought in a lot of guys in this organization that light up the radar gun. I mean, nasty arms that throw 100 miles an hour or more. Zach Davies is not one of those guys. I mean, you know, he hits 90, and that's a good hard pitch for him. He's all about, control, deception. That is unusual almost nowadays in Major League Baseball.
Spot on. And then throw in, hopefully, he's a Gold Glove winner at field in his position. And that makes our job, you know, defensively a little bit better. And, you know, the truth is, if we can't play defense behind him, we've got serious issues. You know, he's pounding the zone. He's going to create a ton of soft contact, but he's demanding action. And hopefully our guys are ready to back him up.
Well, and speaking of defense, we are joined by Padres skipper Jace Tingler here. Out at Padres fantasy camp. See where my head is at? Son of a gun, I knew I was going to do
know,
it.
It's a bit of a fantasy.
It is. It absolutely is. Padres spring training, Woodsy. It is early for all of us. Defense is something that everybody has been talking about, and I know there were some, you know, last year it could get shoddy at times, and I know you guys have been working really hard. We see the videos. Bobby Dickerson is a guy that's come in, and already you don't really know your coach's names all the time, if you know, for the layman fan. But to see Bobby Dickerson, these videos, the drills he's working with these guys, what's he brought already?
I mean this as an ultimate compliment. He's a lunatic.
And I love it.
You know, it's awesome to watch him work. And you know, it's the same for what Rod's doing behind the plate and for what Wayne Kirby's doing in the outfield. And, you know, I was talking to Chris Woodward the other night at the manager's meeting and just, you know, asking him questions and things like that. And we came to the conclusion, you know, I've got the same feeling with Bobby, with Kerb, with the entire staff, with Rod. It's there's so many things taken off your plate, and it just feels really good. And it's like, you know, watching the game yesterday, balls hit, ground ball, I can go grab a drink because I know what these guys have been working on. That play is going to be completed. But, you know, it's just credit to, A, the players for putting in the work. We've got a long ways to go.
Sure.
But it feels really good having people that know what they're doing, people that you trust, and probably most importantly, they're invested in the players and they're working extremely hard.
We're supposed to have Chris Paddock stopping by in about 45 minutes. Woodsy and I are really fired up to talk to Chris. I know we're not naming opening day starters or anything, but people have done the math. You know, Chris is supposed to throw on Wednesday. They kind of start mapping out 5 days, 5 days, 5 days, see where it hits.
Hey,
is there
it's the offseason. We're very bored.
Is there anything,
all right?
Is there anything you want us to tell him when he comes in later this morning?
Just tell him his hair looks outstanding.
It's just outstanding, isn't it?
It is. As a guy that can't grow any, it's like it's complete jealousy on my part.
You seem to like, as we were just talking to Bobby Dickerson, you seem to like maniacs, lunatics. Chris Paddock's got a little bit of that in him as well from a competitive standpoint, I'd imagine.
I've happened to notice that. Yeah. You know, I think like people from, you know, maybe, you know, different parts, it seems like a little bit weird. But, you know, for me growing up in, you know, Northwest Missouri and spending a lot of time in Texas, it's actually probably more the norm.
Did you have to tell him any no rodeo rules?
No.
After the Madison?
No.
I did hear about that.
That's amazing.
Madison Bumgarner has secretly been competing under a pseudonym in rodeo competitions, roping.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd hate to, like, change his routine and, you know, be the guy to tell him he's not doing that anymore.
Can you imagine having to deliver that message? We're joined by Padres skipper Jace Tingler. So you get out here and you're getting – and, we talked about – you did all the press conferences and they hired you very early and you had to do all the press and all the stuff that, you know, maybe was a little bit new for you. The word around from everybody has been, well, this is his element, meaning your element, being out here with the guys, with the bat, hitting the grounders, yelling at guys, positioning guys. How fun is your first spring training as the head cheese been for you so far?
I think you're right. I feel most comfortable on the field and you know, being outside like with the guys. And then, you know, like I said, whether it's watching the work staff or jumping in, you know, with them with drills and or leading a fundamental, that's definitely where I feel, you know, most comfortable. It's not in front of the room. Speaking in front of 72 players, it's not with the media, but I feel, you know, more like myself when I'm outside on the field, and I can't tell you how much fun it is to watch these guys work and then to sit back like during the game and watch these guys get after it when they're doing things right, when they're getting down the line, when they're making good turns, when they're pounding on. You know, like I said, we have a ton of work to do these next 3 or 4 weeks. We've got a lot of things on the agenda, but it was a good start, you know, yesterday.
Well, and you brought in a lot of there's been a lot of new faces even since you've been hired, Skip. And, you know, Tommy Pham is a name. Guy is all business, man. Guy loves to come in and work. What's he brought to your clubhouse? How's he fitting in with the guys? How's everybody meshing?
I think the mesh has been awesome. You know, as far as what Tommy brings, he's been, you know, he's been himself. It is some type of edge. It's some type of competitiveness. He set the bar really high on how we're going to work. And probably the most important thing, it's real. It's not fake. This isn't going to be something that goes on for like a week. Like, this dude's very comfortable with who he is. And, you know, we can't be any more fortunate to have him, and, you know, just can't wait to continue to watch him work and go.
Talking to Padres manager Jace Tingler here, Padres spring training in Peoria with Ben and Woods. New face in that clubhouse this weekend. All-star, World Series winner, Brian Dozier, coming in and joining what figures to be a very crowded competition at second base and in the infield. What's kind of the early – your early opinions on what you're going to be doing at second base here?
Sure. I connected with him yesterday when we got back from the game. He was finishing up his physicals and everything checked off well. So he's going to be out on the field today. Obviously, he's missed some days with what's going on. So we're going to have a little bit of a buildup before he gets into game action. But what he brings to the table is just what you said. I think it's been two World Series the last 2 years, playoffs the year before. I love the way he gets on base. Love the way he competes.
Smashes lefties.
Yeah. So it's going to be a good combination. And I think I stated it, earlier in the week, competition's a good thing. And so, the more quality guys that we can bring in and add value to this team, we're going to need a lot of these guys at some point throughout the year, whether it's injury or however.
So I heard a couple of days ago, you took everyone way back to the backfields and kind of roped things off, didn't let the media back there, and we heard some cheering and some excitement. What exactly is the Tinglinator?
I don't know, because it was like –
because there were some ideas on Twitter, Jace. I don't know if you know. If you want to know what people might have thought.
We'll wait till we get off air, and then we can share those things. That definitely wasn't supposed to be on the schedule. I think Keith Lerman and Skip, they were having some fun. Honestly, it's nothing. It's, we wanted to get the guys isolated a little bit. We wanted them to, be themselves. And then probably most importantly, we wanted to compete. And we wanted to do that, in an environment where you're not going to be judged. There's not going to be things on social media. Oh, my God, this guy swung and missed. And, whatever comes up. But we did want them to, ramp up the dial in what they're trying to do. They were competing for something. And we're probably going to blend some other competitions in throughout the camp just to break up the monotony of what these routines get into.
Well, Skip, I know you got a busy day coming up. You guys are heading out to Surprise this afternoon, taking on the Kansas City Royals. Looking forward to that. Seeing you out there, I really appreciate you stopping by for a few minutes and joining us to start your day.
Thank you guys for having me this morning.
Jace Tingler, manager of the San Diego Padres, here on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today, equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or visit SDCCU.com. Woodsy?
Yeah. Well, he's still here.
He's still here. I know it's awkward. You're allowed to leave.
We got to get a picture with him.
Well, we do have to get a picture.
All right. He's great. He was great. It's 1-0 right there. That's how you start it.
Can we stand up and do a picture?
Yeah, we'll stand up and do a picture.
While we're still live on the air. Here. I know.
Get in here. The big bear get his hands on you.
Picture time.
Why am I in the middle? This
Thank you,
weird.
Paul. It's just the way it works out here. Got it, Paul?
So much,
all right,
Skip.
Good. We'll see you out there, Skip. Thank you so much. All right. It's good to start
spirits,
with a win,
man.
Right?
Yeah, good
spirits.
Good to start
People
with a win.
Seem like they're in. It's in a good mood. Spring training is definitely the time where everyone, it's optimism.
Hope springs eternal, Benny.
That's what you got right now. But there definitely seems to be a feeling just in the little while we've been here. Jace, you can tell, is obviously very positive guy.
Yeah,
and not that any. I'm not casting aspersions on anyone who came before him. But it's his signature. I mean, he is a driven, positive, relentless, just effort, energy constantly throughout the day. That's who Jace Tingler has been. Every time we've met him, it's been all about, energy, what's the next thing, positive competition. That's pretty much him in a nutshell.
Well, you bring in guys, too, that are bought in already. The guys that are bought in before they even get here. The guys like Tommy Pham, they're going to be bought in no matter what. And, just to see some of the drills the guys have been doing, how bought in they are to that. I think there's everybody on this team wants to improve a lot. They know they need to improve. They know that kind of their ass is on the line, really.
I'm curious. I asked him about that second base competition. Brian Dozier's coming in.
Yep.
Obviously, they acquired Yurich and Profar.
Yep.
In the Jurickson Profar.
I like them both.
We like them both. We haven't decided. Greg Garcia is certainly, you know, last year proved himself
very
a valuable
good
asset
player,
for the Padres. Jake Cronenworth is another guy who can play second base that's trying to make the roster as kind of that
getting a lot
two-way
of attention,
player, getting a lot of attention. And there's some prospects who are in big league camp as well that play second base. It is maybe the most wide-open position that the Padres have here in Peoria. I couldn't tell you right now who's going to be the opening day second baseman. I wouldn't even want to venture a guess at this point.
Yeah, and me neither, and I'm sure Jace wouldn't either, and I'm sure he wouldn't tell you if he did know. So, you know, there's still a lot of question marks going up and down this roster, but, you know, one guy that you know is going to be ready is Chris Paddock. He's going to be joining us pretty soon. I'm really excited to talk to this
kid,
man.
Chris Paddock going to be with us in hour number two with Ben and Woods. Coming up in the second half of Ben and Woods, if you're going to be with us all the way until 9 o'clock this
morning.
And you
should be.
And you should be. We'll talk to one of the newest Padres, Pierce Johnson, who is one of the relief pitchers fighting for a job on this team. Came from Japan, where he had a fantastic season last year.
They said the best curveball in Japan.
He's going to be here at 7 o'clock. And then the veteran of the starting rotation.
Come on.
Garrett Richards, former ace of the Los Angeles Angels, is going to be by at 7:35. So we have a great show planned. But Chris Paddock, can you believe it? Is going to be with us.
I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
Looking really forward to it. So, we're live at Padres spring training in Peoria, Arizona. We'll also get to our regular features, including Real or Fake. Don't Do This is coming up as well ahead. So stay tuned for all of it. The sun, I can see it through the little sliver of a window that we have.
It's just like
rising.
That, just like your hotel room. Just a
sliver of a window.
Of a view.
That's all we've got here. Rising in Peoria, Arizona. Ben and Woods, live from Padres spring training. We'll be back hour number two next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.